It's time for your morning pep talk with Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tuesday, I'm Jenna Barr. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. 850-437 1620 is the number to text or call. Hey, it's Tuesday, which means it's time for the Garden Line.
Good morning. Hey, Jenna, good morning to you. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Mike Wiggins is here to answer your questions. 850-437-1620. Let's see who can be the first one. Okay, I'm all about a good challenge. Competition is healthy sometimes.
I was at Lowe's last week, and I was just talking to someone that I knew, and a lady came up to me, a very nice lady, and said, "What's your problem?
Oh,
you didn't wear your Halloween costume last week for your Halloween show." I said, "Well, maybe not, but we did do some creepy plants." She said, "You did do that. There was no doubt about it." Anyway, that was a fun day. You did a good job, Jenna. That was fun.
We had so much fun, and it just makes me happy that we could bless someone. And then also, I got to meet Janet last week. She came in and was picking up winnings, and so she waited for me to finish up over here, and we got to chat. And I love that. I love getting to know everyone, and we were friends first.
Well, that's great.
But you're the flower expert today in all things. What did Mark Jacobs ask? He asked a question, and I know we have a lot of questions to get to as well, but what was the one he was wondering about?
Well, he was wondering if it was a good time to aerate the lawn and a good time to overseed with ryegrass. And I said, I think I would aerate in the spring. But yes, no question, it's a perfect time to put out the ryegrass. And before the show's over, we'll talk a little bit more about that. I thought what we would do today, Jenna, is kind of go through a November checklist, as we have some time, things to do in November in different categories. For example, starting out with water.
Aqua,
absolutely, H2O, no question. Okay, be careful, because if we get into the cool weather, we just kind of stop watering. As a matter of fact, talking about stop watering, we do need to mention, of course, that the ECUA sewer averaging begins November 15th. This is on your November checklist. It's also known as winter quarter averaging. The point is that the rest of the year, your rate will be tied to the next 90 days after the 15th of November.
Does this mean that we don't shower for like that period of time?
Well, anything you can do to save using water, absolutely.
Take a dip in the Gulf.
That's exactly right. That's always good for you, especially in November. Right. But anyway, so you need to be careful. But my point is, one, pay attention to this. Check for leaks and do all of that, all the things that you know to do. But since this is the 90 days of averaging, a lot of folks will say, I'm going to cut off the sprinkler system. I'm not going to water. Well, you don't want to do that, because keep in mind, in November and really throughout the year in Pensacola, because of our warm soil, the roots are continuing to grow. You just can't let things totally dry out, because as we've always said on the Garden Line, getting that landscaping and those plants and flowers looking good is a huge investment, and we don't want to lose it just because we didn't water enough. Now, need to be smart. We need to watch out for the rain. I think we're supposed to, for example, have some rain on Thursday coming up this week. And if we do, then just cut off the system and wait 3 to 4 to 5 days and then water again. I would say at least in November, especially as we get even cooler, at least do your yard twice a week for a while until we get into the cooler months. But It is sewer averaging time, but still don't neglect watering the plants. It's really, really important. And so that's what we need to do. No question about that.
Okay. Very good.
Absolutely.
Hey, 850-437-1620. Starting to see some questions rolling in here. Promise to get to those. I did see that some people are starting to stagger their sprinkler systems. So
right. Exactly.
With
right.
the cold weather, I can imagine.
And that's okay. And that's okay. One thing, too, about the watering, and we've said this so many times on the garden line, but it is so true, and I'm noticing it in my yard, is a lot of my container plants still look great. The crotons and the mandevillas and the palms, that type of thing, they still look great. But this wind we've had in the last week, Jenna, mm-hmm. has just dried everything out so quickly. So be sure to get out and probably, if you're like me, you have to hand water the containers. Sprinkler system is going to do that. So get out there and be sure and use that scientific garden line method of determining when to water your container plants. You remember that one.
Right.
Stick your finger in the dirt. If it's moist, you're cool.
Get the kids to do it.
Exactly. Get the kids to do it. If you stick your finger in that dirt and it's dry, then you need to water. But the wind really does dry things out so very fast.
I know. I think it killed my peach tree.
No. Your peach tree's not dead.
Is it just because it's getting colder?
Just because it's getting colder. Your peach tree's going to go dormant.
Okay.
It's not going to have leaf one on it as we get around Christmas.
I just need peaches all year round.
Exactly. Well, that would be nice.
Maybe I'll bring it inside. Get a heat lamp.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. 850-437-1620. Our friend Natalie said that the lawn care people accidentally killed her zoysia grass by cutting it down too low. So if that happens, how do you, in her words, unkill it? Which I love that, Natalie. Good job.
Unkilling.
How do we unkill?
Unkilling
things?
Is our specialty on the garden line.
Yes,
in case you didn't know that. That may not be a problem. As we know, when it comes to mowing, every grass variety has a different level. And boy, this we're going to sound like a broken record here, but remember St. Augustine, 4 inches, Centipede, 3 inches, Bermuda and Zoysia can be a little bit lower. So if the Zoysia was scalped, you probably are going to have, it's probably going to look like it's damaged at this particular point in time and may not get a lot of new growth the rest of the year. But I would wager it's probably going to be okay, because if there's any grass that you can really cut low, it's Zoysia. Now, I like it around 2 inches, but if it's scalped, I bet you it will come back. Here's what I would do. Let's go back to the watering again, especially since it was just, this just happened. I would certainly put maybe a little bit of extra water on it. And even though we're kind of at the end of the season for fall fertilization, a little very, very low nitrogen, high potash fertilizer might be in order. Put it on very lightly, but put the water, the fertilizer, then I bet you're going to be okay, especially if you're growing that zoysia in the full sun. I really believe you'll be fine. So that's unkilling the zoysia.
Okay. Good job. She said, okay, thank you. That's good. And thank you, Natalie, for tuning in. 850-437-1620. Oh, Paul mentioned that zoysia is resilient, so it will recover.
Paul and I are on the same page. I agree. I think it's going to be okay.
I love it. All right. I love some low-maintenance grass, though. That's good. But low-maintenance anything. also, he said that zoysia goes dormant before all the other lawns.
And that is one of the disadvantages of zoysia. Remember, he's right on target. A lot of people had so much trouble with St. Augustine. We've talked about this. That they have said, uncle, no way, no more. Uh-huh. I'm not going to keep this St. Augustine grass. Too much fungus, too much bugs, just doesn't work. And they've gone to zoysia. And the zoysia has really, really done great. But if you ask me the disadvantage of zoysia, well, one, it's got to be in the full sun to really do well. But two, it does go dormant a little earlier than, say, St. Augustine. and it comes out of dormancy a little later than, say, St. Augustine or Centipede or that type of thing. And that's okay. You just have to know that when you plant it. But, of course, in the growing season, in Pensacola especially, some of these new lawns that people have put in Zoysia have been gorgeous. They really have done well. And fertilization and care is very similar to St. Augustine. Mowing, obviously, as we just said, is a little lower. But be prepared for it to kind of start heading into dormancy right about now.
Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Is that all right?
Perfect.
All right, let's take a quick break. Oh, I've got some good music up my sleeve.
Oh, yes.
Especially for a certain someone's birthday today. No, it's not yours, but...
No, not mine. Thank you.
Somebody that we love. All right, you're listening to The Garden Line on the Pensacola Expert Panel, 850-437-1620.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, why do I need you, meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital advertising? Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? You can do it, but doesn't necessarily mean you should. The reality is, digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements, trained in the latest technologies? Are you familiar with the platforms? Do you really have time to design all the ads on your own, read the ebooks, sit through the webinars, plan the campaign, and try to learn all the stuff yourself? Aren't you responsible for holding down the workload of 2 to 3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contacted our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital to handle all things digital marketing for you. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing, and now we have a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. Think of us as your in-house digital marketing ad agency. Hey, it's Callie Scully, Digital Campaign Success Manager, and I invite you to email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. Get your path to a digital marketing partnership started.
This is Steve Gerlach with Emerco's Coins. For over 17 years, we've been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, platinum coins, bullion, scrap jewelry, diamonds, and currency. Don't send money out of town to someone you never met. Trust a company that is locally veteran-owned and operated. Get more information about us on Thursday mornings on Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Dales Marine Construction is passionate about creating waterfront structures and shoreline protections. Whether it's a small individual project or a large-scale corporate design, Dales Marine works hard to help you create a plan that satisfies your needs or wants for the space. From small residential docks and piers to large marinas and seawalls, Dales Marine, licensed and insured in Santa Rosa and Escambia County, the area's leader and expert in marine construction for over 30 years and proud sponsor of the Blue Angels.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Hard work, determination, honesty, fairness. These are the values you hold dear. And when you spend your hard-earned money, you want to trust that things will be done right. For over 100 years, BBB has been making it easier for you to find good businesses. When you see the BBB accredited seal, you know that's a company you can count on. So look for the seal and start with trust. Go to BBB.org and find a trustworthy business today.
Now, you've got a special reason for that one today. You
First
told
of
me
all,
about
it. Happy Days is my second favorite, second tied with I Love Lucy show ever. I'm liking anything. But it's Henry Winkler's birthday, so happy birthday to the Fonz. And because, you know, we love doing throwbacks here and bringing back all golden oldies. I think they're just the golden days of music. And yeah. So what better way to celebrate than here on the Garden
Line?
You
would have been a great child,
hey.
Child of the 60s, I swear. Well, we have to give credit where credit is due. Who did that song? I have no idea.
So Pratt and McLean did that song.
I don't know them.
And yeah, they don't have many hits, to be honest. I say that in the nicest way, but
you know, one shot wonders.
One shot, one hit. Yes. Hey, we are waking up here on the Garden Line. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Mike Wiggins is here to answer your calls and questions. Mike has a comment, and then we'll get to Tommy from Pensacola.
Yeah, real quick one. As we do our November checklist, I want to get through this one because it's important. And this is about mowing the lawn. Be sure to mow it when it needs it. But just like our texter a minute ago, just because it's the end of the season and you're tired of mowing and you want to put your lawnmower in storage and just forget about it, please don't scalp that lawn. Mm. Don't change that setting from what you mow it in July. Don't even change it at all. Leave it right where it is at the proper level for the grass that you have. And once we really do slow down and you don't have to mow, a great time to take that lawnmower to the shop and get that lawnmower blade sharpened. Or take the blade off and take the blade in, but whatever. Sharp blade is going to, one, make the lawn look better, and a dull blade, believe it or not, will encourage disease, especially in St. Augustine grass, because it rags the top off of that blade and the disease gets all in there. So in any event, sharpen the blade, don't scalp it, mow it when it needs it. That's on your November checklist.
Very good. All right, 850-437-1620. Tommy from Pensacola, good morning to you, Tommy.
Hey, Tommy, good morning.
Hey, good morning. First, let me say happy birthday to the Fox.
Woo! I love it.
Anyway, I'm the guy with the tiny townhouse lawn. I've spoken with you a few times. But my question is this. Early this year in the growing season, my lawn was really thriving. And then as the year progressed, it just started to thin out, getting bare spots. And I was thinking all kinds of things like treat for pests, treat for disease. And I realized that it's been 3 years since I put lime down, and I think that was my problem.
That could be. What kind of grass do you have, Tommy?
It's St. Augustine, and when I put the lime down a few years ago, it really, really made a great difference. So I guess my question is, I know a few months for it to take effect, so I plan on putting down some lime this winter. I want to make sure I don't put too much, and wondering when a good time would be so it'll, you know, get the ground right for the growing season next year.
That's a great question, and let me tell you what to do. One, now is a great time to put lime on St. Augustine grass. Keep in mind, we have acid soil in Pensacola. That's why our camellias and azaleas and all those things do so well here. However, St. Augustine really does not like that acid soil as much as some other plants, so we have to correct that. And to correct it, we have to put lime on it because that raises the pH of the soil, which allows that St. Augustine to accept a lot of the nutrients that we put on it. So that's why we put lime. This is a perfect time to do it. One thing a lot of people do, in my opinion, is they don't put enough. A lot of the books will tell you to put almost 40 pounds per 1,000 square feet. That's a bunch. That's a lot. And you may not want to go quite that heavy, but you need to be sure you put enough. I wouldn't get one bag of lime and put it over my 10,000 square foot lawn. I don't think you're going to be doing much help to yourself if you do that. So, yes, I do it now. I'll do it now. Well, one other thing. Just in case you haven't fertilized the lawn, do never fertilize the lawn and put lime down without separating those two applications by at least 2 weeks, because they kind of tie each other up if you put them on together. A lot of folks like to say, I'll put the fertilizer on, then I'll throw the lime on top of that, water it in, I'm done. Well, that's not really the way to do it. You've got to do it in two different applications. But Tommy, I would do that. One last thing I would tell you is that watch the shade. If your lawn was kind of going downhill during the summer, it may be that your trees are growing, you're getting more shade, and you may have to do some selective surgery on those trees to allow more sun in, if that in fact is the case in your yard. But back to the limestone, I'd do it this weekend. Be a good time.
All right, Tommy, thank you so much for calling. We're going to take another quick break here. Then we have Larry from Pensacola on the line. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Garden Line on News Radio 92.3.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hey, Pensacola, are you getting the most out of your Medicare benefit? Annual enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. With the United Healthcare Medicare Advantage Plan, you get more for your Medicare dollar, including benefits like vision, hearing, dental care, and so much more. Take advantage. Call me, Ricky Stewart, today at 850-341-2185. That's 850-341-2185.
Benefits, features, or devices vary by plan and area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
When you need a locksmith, there's only one place to call, Ace Unlocks. Providing commercial, residential, and automotive locksmith services to Escambia and Santa Rosa counties for over 21 years. From master key systems to automotive computer programming, Ace Unlocks can handle it. Automotive chip keys can be done within 20 minutes wait time. Now that is fast. Mention this ad and get a 10% discount on your next service call. 24 hours a day, Ace is on the way. Ace Unlocks, 850-505-7545.
Why do so many people trust Bathfitter to install their baths and showers? With our unique tub-over-tub installation in as little as a day, there's no disruptive demolition or lengthy renovation, so it fits your schedule. With hundreds of custom designs, it fits your style. With quality you can trust and a lifetime guarantee, it fits your high standards. Why have over 2 million people welcomed Bathfitter into their homes? It just fits. Visit bathfitter.com to book your free consultation.
Dales Marine Construction is passionate about creating waterfront structures and shoreline protections. Whether it's a small individual project or a large-scale corporate design, Dales Marine works hard to help you create a plan that satisfies your needs or wants for the space. From small residential docks and piers to large marinas and seawalls, Dales Marine, licensed and insured in Santa Rosa and Escambia County, the area's leader and expert in marine construction for over 30 years and proud sponsor of the Blue Angels.
On News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. Hey, we've got Larry from Pensacola on the line. Larry, what's your question?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Two quick ones. One, I've got the county working a right-of-way by my house, and they've had to put clay and had some washout areas, had to put clay and they're putting topsoil in it. What do I want to do? I mean, I don't know that I want to lay sod right now. Can I go ahead and put... Should I put millet and then winter rye together out there? Just go ahead and go with winter rye and then seed Bahia later in the spring? Or well, what would be a thought on that?
You know, that's going to take me a few minutes to answer that question because that is such a great question. I'll tell you what let's do. Larry, let me say what I can before we take our break, and I'll come back after the break, and we'll talk about it a little bit more. However, what I'm going to say is, number one, it is not too late or is not the wrong time to sod. So if you need to hold that area where they're working on that right-of-way, you can put some sod down right now. Now, if that's not in the cards, sowing ryegrass will work also. You could go ahead and do your ryegrass, and then, of course, next spring, late spring, when the ryegrass is going away, then you could sow some Bahia if you wanted to, some centipede, some Bermuda, whatever grass you want to, grass seed you want to put out, you could do that. However, of course, if you could sod it right now, that might control any erosions you might have. So that's sort of the story on that, and that's a great question. You've got a second question. If you want to hold,
yes.
We'll be back after this break. This is kind of a long break we have here.
That's right.
But we'll be glad to get into that when we get back.
Yeah, absolutely. So hang on tight, Larry. We'll get back to you. And we're going to get a local news update after a Fox News update coming up next.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. Education and the economy, just some of the issues voters are weighing in on this election day. Some Republicans hoping for wins, which will signal more to come beyond this round in the Virginia governor's race.
Terry McAuliffe has closed this campaign, hitting the Democratic areas of the state, trying to get Democrats to the polls. Some progressive groups have raised some concerns about turnout in this race.
Fox's Rich Edson. In Minneapolis,
police reform is on the ballot. The city votes today on whether or not to dismantle its police force and replace it with the Department of Public Safety under partial control of the city's progressive city council. It's still unclear as to what public safety would look like if passed.
Fox's Jeff Benasso. And in Kabul, Afghanistan, six suicide bombers set off explosions at the entrance of a military hospital. At least three were killed. America's listening to Fox News.
931 at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. 60 and mostly sunny, I'm Mark Jacobs. A Florida congressman and candidate for governor is pushing a plan he says would send a very powerful message to robocallers. Democrat Charlie Crist has asked the Justice Department to consider jail time for spam callers. He says the message it sends is don't mess with seniors because the consequences will be serious and you might wind up in jail. It's a job where you get lots of time in the sun, but it's not all relaxing time at the beach as a Pensacola Beach lifeguard. Escambia County looking to hire as many lifeguards as they can find to supplement their team at two lifeguard tryouts next month. Water Safety Chief Dave Greenwood says the job requires applicants to be in good physical shape, have to pass a few basic tests, and there's also 80 hours of mandatory training. Now the WEAR weather forecast.
High near 75 degrees under sunny skies. Tonight, clear skies, lows near 58. As we go into Wednesday, sunshine does continue, high near 72. From the First Morning Channel 3 studios, I'm meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
60 in Pensacola, 61 in Gulf Breeze, 58 in Milton at 9:33. Our next news at 10 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Shares of Rogers Corporation up 29% after the engineered materials company agreed to be acquired by DuPont for $5.2 billion. DuPont shares are up more than 5% as the company also announced third quarter earnings that beat expectations but cut its full year outlook. As part of the deal, DuPont plans to divest a substantial portion of its mobility and materials business segment, predominantly in the engineering polymers and performance resins lines of business. Carol Baskin, depicted as a flawed enemy of star Joe Exotic in the Netflix series Tiger King, has filed a federal lawsuit that seeks to halt the rollout of the show's second season later this month. The suit from Baskin and her husband, which names Netflix and the show's producer, seeks to prevent the use of footage of the couple in Tiger King 2 and its promotional material. Netflix said it had no comment. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials up another 40 points. The Nasdaq's up 19. S&P 500 up 10. That's Your Money Now.
And now, a step back in the news archives with the late John Appleyard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
November the 2nd, 1885, from Palafox and Chase Streets, downtown Pensacola. This is 1620 Radio News and now also on FM 92.3. Your reporter is stationed today right on the corner, just below the steps of the Escambia County brand new courthouse, which in just a few minutes will be officially dedicated. Yes, after using leased space in government street stores for the past 15 years. The county commissioners, county staff, and the courts are at last to have a fine new facility, which was designed by a famed Cleveland, Ohio architectural firm and erected here by Turner Construction Company. The red brick Victorian-style building has a beautiful steeple and blends well into the balance of this area. County Commissioners B.R. Pitt, Albert Riera, S.S. Harvey, John Creary, and F.E. Richardson have been joined on the steps by Pensacola's Mayor Pat McHugh. All will have brief remarks shortly, I understand. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
You know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love.
Folks, I wish you could see Jenna as she plays that song. I mean, it's like she's lip syncing this song and dancing around the studio. It's terrific.
I really am feeling it today. I'm feeling the love. I'm feeling the love from all of our listeners, and we have very patient, very kind listeners. Dan from Pensacola is on the line.
I got to say one quick thing. I appreciate Bobby Rossi walked in the studio during our break, and the first time
I
ever met him.
He's in early today.
And it was such a pleasure meeting him. He is a pro's pro, and he does a great job.
Oh, we love him absolutely so much, and I'm glad he woke up early to come join us, and maybe he'll have some gardening questions.
Maybe so. You never know.
You never know. I know we got more to talk about with what Larry was saying, but I do want to get to Dan from Pensacola, who's been waiting so patiently. Dan, thank you for waiting. Welcome to the Garden Line.
Morning, Dan.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great to hear y'all again. Orange trees. I think I fertilized mine somewhere midsummer, and I just wanted to know if I could put any more fertilizer on it. I mean, it's got some fruit on it now. It seems like it doesn't have as much as it did last year, but what's your thoughts on fertilizing an orange tree around now?
I don't think I would do it right now. One thing, you put fertilizer on really on any plant right now, and we get some warmer weather, which we can have in November, you know, a little Indian summer type thing, and you'll get a lot of new growth, new tender growth, and then we come with a heavy freeze. So I think fertilizer-wise, I would just let it go until the spring. That would be my advice.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Good luck. Thanks.
Thank you, Dan. All right. Hey, let's talk about Larry, and then let's hit some of these texts we got coming in.
Yeah, I think we got Larry covered.
I think we got
Larry covered. And the important thing, I think, to come out of our conversation with Larry was that if by chance you've got an area in your yard you want to put down some sod, it is not wrong to do it in November. Just be sure you get good quality sod and you know, prep the soil correctly. That's the key to success right there. But it's not something that you need to avoid all the way into spring. You could do it now if you wanted to.
Okay, very good. All right, so hey, can we use lime on zoysia?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. All right. This is like a lightning round. Here's the next one. We're talking about St. Augustine. Sarah asked, she said, we have St. Augustine grass with a brown fungus. It's located on a few spots on the front lawn. We've never had this before. Our grass has done so well for at least 2.5 years. Do we just let it run its course, or is there something we can apply?
No, and that is a great question. We cannot add that to our lightning round. We have to talk about that.
Okay, lightning round over.
Lightning round is done. Yes, this time of year, a lot of people don't know this, but a lot of this fungus you can get in St. Augustine can happen this time of year. What you need to do, number one, is be sure that's what your problem is. That fungus usually manifests itself, as we've said here on the Garden Line, kind of in a circular pattern, just an arc sometimes with that little burnt brown edge to it. And if that's what you've got, that's that brown patch Rhizoctonia fungus, and you need to spray it. Spray it with a fungicide. There are a lot of them on the markets. There's some granulars, there's some liquids, but you need to do it. I always tell people, if you've got that stuff, put a marker down right on the edge of it. In other words, you've got good grass and you've got this bad spot. Put a marker, I mean a golf tee or a number two pencil, whatever, and spray it. And then if that spot continues to grow, then come back in 10 days and spray it again, because sometimes it takes more than one spraying. But yes, and that is one of the reasons that a lot of people, like we talked about a minute ago, have said, you know, St. Augustine is not for me anymore.
I love
however, if it's not what I described, it may be. Be careful you don't have a dry spot in your yard, because it has been very dry. And as we said, the wind has dried everything out. So be sure it's not simply a dry spot, a broken sprinkler head, or something on that order. I do believe with the cool weather we've had, we can kind of discount chinch bugs or sod webworms this time of year. But check that out also. But I do believe it's probably a fungus, because that can happen in the fall.
Okay. Kind of like a process of elimination.
There you go.
All right, so here's a cool question. I have centipede and St. Augustine in my yard, but I want the St. Augustine to take over, yet I want to keep the centipede until the St. Augustine does take over. Should I cut and water like I'm only growing St. Augustine, or what should I do?
If you have both, and so many of us do, so many of us have both, and we live with it. We're very lucky, and they're both green. One could be pink, one could be green, you know. But anyway, they're both green. But a couple of things you need to do if you want to foster the St. Augustine. One, and this is probably the most important, is mowing height, 4 inches. Mow it 4 inches every time you mow it. Never vary from that at all. And two is lime it. Centipede generally doesn't need lime because it likes this acid soil we have in Pensacola. But St. Augustine, to really thrive, needs to be limed, just like we talked earlier with insofar as liming the yard. So I would put lime on my yard, and I would mow it high, and then watering, you can water the same way, either way, centipede, St. Augustine, just as we talked about earlier, you know, depending on the weather and the year and, you know, the time of year, that type of thing. But two things, if you want to foster that St. Augustine, mow it high, and lime it.
All right. Mow it high and lime it. I feel like that should be a country song. 850-437.
I bet you can find that, too. I mean, if you keep looking, Jenna, you're pretty good at that.
You know what? Now you just challenged me.
Go get it.
If it wasn't the armadillo, it was going to be this.
Now, wait. We are not going to get back on that armadillo again.
Oh, my goodness.
We started that armadillo discussion 5 minutes after the hour and went 45 minutes on it the last time.
Let me just tell you, though, I listened to that with my children, and it was very entertaining. If you do not know, you have to go and find the Garden Line podcast on newsradio923.com. And we still have time for some more questions if you'd like to call in. 850-437-1620. Okay, here is a... Oh, okay, yes. All right, I feel like I need a stretch. So we're about to settle an argument.
Oh.
If this is between you and your spouse, good luck. Okay, settle an argument. Is a pine cone lily and shampoo plant the same thing? Paul, I know he's going to be able to hop on into this too.
Might. I will answer that.
Pine cone
with
lily.
I love a pine cone lily. I think they are so cool looking with the bloom. Kind of looks like a pine cone. Shampoo lily, I've never heard of in my life. I don't know what that is. Do we have pictures?
I am looking, and a pine cone lily is also called bitter ginger.
Yes, that makes sense.
And then the other one was
shampoo lily. But we've got to settle this argument. We're gonna save a marriage here.
Listen, okay, it says. A ginger plant, a shampoo ginger plant.
Okay, and as
so,
is the pine cone, so it's...
It says ginger lily, shampoo lily. That's what it says.
Okay, so what we can say, we can settle the argument by saying apparently, everybody's right. Everybody's right.
I feel like all...
They may not be exactly the same, but they kind of come into the same family. So this argument is settled. We walk away friends, and... That's the way it is.
Okay, very good. I love this. Oh, people are weighing in. Oh, now you've got other people trying to help you out.
Okay, please help me out on this one. Shampoo plant, I just don't know it.
I believe a pine cone lily has a lot of lanolin in it. Yeah, it's in beauty products, I think, right?
I've never known that a pine cone lily was used in that way or contained lanolin. That's interesting.
That is interesting. Okay.
Who told us that?
Name yourself. I don't know.
Whoever. Thank you. That's very helpful. I learn something on this Garden Line every week from our listeners. They're just amazing.
Yes, I love that. And, you know, I'm trying to help out with my epic Googling skills, so don't worry. Oh, we got to take a quick break here on the Garden Line. I've got more texts coming in. Is a pine cone lily the same as a shampoo lily? Good morning to you. I see everyone hopping on in. Great show. Hello, high energy people. You're doing a great job. Good morning, Mike and Jen. Well, good morning to you. We appreciate you hanging out. Don't go anywhere. We've got more coming up here on the Garden Line.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing. We want to thank each of you for voting us the 2021 Best of the Bay winner for Best Plumbing Service. But most of all, we want to thank you for putting your trust in us. Being the best comes from having the best team in town that does the job right, and with our flat rate pricing system where you know exactly what the job will cost before the work is done. For nearly 50 years, we've been Pensacola's plumber, taking care of all your plumbing problems. We are so grateful for being recognized year after year as the best of the Bay in plumbing service by our loyal customers like you. We know you don't need a plumber every day, but when you do, call the best, Barbieri Plumbing, at 850-477-8782. That's 850-477-8782. And don't forget to like us on Facebook.
License number RF11067749.
Attention hunters, it's time to get better results for your food plots, and Barnes Feed Store has what you need to help make your hunting season a success. If you have soil sample results, bring it in and they'll point you in the right direction. Get your bags of pre-mixed seeds or single seeds, deer protein, rice bran, deer candy, and your headquarters for Pennington Rackmaster. Get your food plots right this year. Get over to Barnes Feed Store, a proud Pensacola tradition for over 65 years in Enslin, Old Palafox, and in Molina on Highway 29.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
There's just something special about Pensacola in the fall. Crisp blue skies, white sandy beaches, coastal breezes, and cool evening strolls through the historic downtown. But it's also the arts, cultural events, delicious cuisine, downtown markets, historical attractions, the Arts and Crafts Festival, refreshing drinks, swaying to live music, and so many new experiences to enjoy. How will you foo? Foo-foo in the fall at Pensacola, Florida, November 4th through the 15th. Plan your getaway at foofoofest.com.
In your car, online, on Alexa, Echo Dot, Google, and the News Radio 92.3 app. Know more wherever you are when you listen to Pensacola's local news talk station, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Newsmaker interviews with Brian Kilmeade. Money talk on The Ramsey Show. No more, because you hear the best variety of national talk every weekday on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Come away where they can't stand us with their lies.
We had to bring it down a notch.
Now that's not 60s music, but no. That's Nora Jones music.
And
right,
we are
there.
Fans.
And we are big fans, yes, of Nora Jones here on the Garden Line. There's no doubt.
I can just like see this kind of music, like playing and you're enjoying the backyard you worked so hard on all week long, all weekend long, and you just get to sit with like an iced tea
or something,
and just something harder,
whatever,
Long Island iced tea, and just enjoy the fruits of your labor. You're listening to the Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Plus the comments where we had a lot of energy. You guys are having a lot of fun today. We are having a lot of fun. We have fun every single Tuesday, but it's also more enjoyable when you jump on into the conversation with us. So we love hearing from y'all. And so far, yes, The answer is a shampoo lily is the same as a pine cone lily. And Paul was the final decision maker with that.
Paul knows his stuff. There's no doubt about it. I don't know where I've been not to have known about the shampoo lily, the one containing all the lanolin, being the same as a pine cone lily. I've been a huge fan of a pine cone lily for years because they are so unique. They're different and they're fun. But shampoo, now we know. Now we know.
Now we know. 850-437-1620.
I hope we settled the argument.
Well, I hope he's alive or she's alive because they didn't right. respond yet.
I thought we had a nice compromise. And now we've dredged it up again.
I tried to, go light with the Google said it, not us. Like, exactly. Blame it on the Google.
Don't blame us, please.
Yes, exactly. But I love that you came to us for any of your, argument settlements. We appreciate that. So here's a question. I have box roses. They bloom and then they die off. Should I continue to just let them be or should I prune them at all?
Well, let's don't prune them yet. Let's do all our pruning on our roses in February. That's the time to do it. Around Valentine's Day is when we want to do our plant our roses and prune our roses and do all of that. I wouldn't do it yet.
Okay, wait. Yeah, Valentine's Day, the magic day
the
to
magic
prune
day
roses
for the roses, right?
Oh man, I can't say everything that our texter said about the argument, but apparently somebody's got to make an apology here in a moment. So good luck to you.
I am so
tail
sorry.
Between the
I
legs.
I really thought we had that solved.
Show up with some flowers.
That's right.
That's what you're gonna do.
Exactly. Oh my goodness.
Okay, I love it. 850-437-1620. Oh, this is a good. This is very, very sweet. This show is amazing every week. If you're a new listener, you will not be disappointed with the plethora of information and fun in this show. I feel like now we need to make our own website and have some Google reviews. What do you say, Mike?
I don't know. Well, how nice is that? My
that
goodness.
Was very sweet. Thank you for that.
It is nice.
Like I said last week, I was able to meet one of our listeners, and I get to meet in passing when I'm out about and about, especially because now people know I'm a frequent shopper at Bailey's, so they track right. me down. And it's very heartwarming, especially not being originally from Pensacola, to have people just be so warm and welcoming and kind. It makes this job way more enjoyable than you can imagine.
I totally agree. I meet a lot of our listeners as I go about my day, and they are always so nice. And in a world where there's so much turmoil, we have some great people in Pensacola. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, 1,000%. We actually are going to have, here we go, another caller. I saw this lighting up here on the phone line. We have Robert from Navarre on the phone. Good morning, Robert. What's your question for Mike?
My question is, I'm probably a little late putting down my winterizer on the lawn. Is it still okay to do that, and what should I use?
Yeah, well, I think it's okay to do it. I really wish we had done it earlier. I think it would have done probably a little bit more good. But use the same thing that we would have used, quite frankly, in late August or September. Use a fertilizer a good example we always use here on the garden line is a 10-5-14. Which over this fall I have found very difficult to find that exact formula. But the trick is all fertilizers have three numbers, 888, 15-0-15, 16-0-8, 10-5-14, whatever, three numbers. Nitrogen is the first one, potash is the last one. You want much less numbers at the first and a higher number at the end. That's why the 10-5-14, 14 being a higher number, because that's potash, and what potash is going to do is to fortify, for lack of a better word, strengthen the roots of that grass to help it get through the winter, because you really don't need nitrogen, because you could pour the nitrogen on, and you're really not going to get a lot of new growth in the fall as this grass is kind of moving into dormancy. So don't worry about the nitrogen. Just be sure that the fertilizer you use has got a nice amount, a nice percentage, if you will, of potash, the last number in the formula, and you'll be fine. But if you're going to do it, I would certainly go ahead and do it now.
All right.
I really think, and we've said this the last 3 weeks, we're almost at
the end of the line
on that. But if you've got it or you've got time to do it, it certainly won't hurt. One other thing you could do, I always say on that winterizer, is you could let it, if you got a cyclone spreader and you're putting it out, you know, put it on the lawn, but let it run into your shrubbery at the same time. A great fertilizer for that. But whatever you do, do not buy a winterizer fertilizer that contains weed killer. Just don't do it. Put the winterizer by itself, and then we're going to deal with the weeds another way.
Deal with the weeds another way. Love that. I feel like that should be a t-shirt or a mug. Okay, we're wrapping things up here on the Garden Line on News Radio 92.3. Hey, quick note, if you haven't picked up today's issue of the PNJ, it's an article about how to safely use a pole pruner. Yes,
I read
safety
that.
First.
I read that, and I totally agreed with the article because, especially at my age, I hate to get on ladders.
Yes.
But they've got all these new pruners with the adjustable heads and such as that, that you can stand on level ground and reach up and prune that 10-foot hedge or whatever. I've got a ligustrum tree that I use that's gotten so big with an exposed trunk. I love it. It looks good. But I simply can't get up there. I have to get grandchildren to get up on the ladder.
And safety first.
Exactly.
Yes.
And start pruning that thing. So yes. Be safe. But that pole pruner article really tells it like it is. It really will save you having to get on a ladder to prune that high shrubs. And they've got all of them now, you know, battery operated, that type of thing. And they're probably lighter than they used to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's not a bad way to go. Interesting article. Thanks for our texture.
Yes, Catherine, thank you so much for that. Exactly. We're going to take a quick break and wrap things up here on the Garden Line.
My name is Robin Zimmer, and I'm the Director of Development at the University of West Florida. With the holidays just around the corner, I'll be joining the Pensacola Expert Panel on November 4th to share some unique and meaningful ways that you can show your loved ones you care for them this holiday season while giving to causes you care about. Did you know through your donations you can support all the great things going on at UWF, including our amazing football team? Join me at 10:30 November 4th on the Pensacola Expert Panel to learn more about these special opportunities.
Join Running Wild tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why they're the running and fitness experts in Pensacola and Fairhope, specializing in fitting you to the proper shoe, apparel, and training designed for your unique needs. Running Wild prides themselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions tomorrow at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Man, I wish I could fly.
You don't have to wish you can fly. Hey, I'm TJ with Pensacola Air Flight School, and we want to get your head in the clouds and teach you to fly with lessons now available. Take a discovery flight for only $139.99 for a limited time. You can learn to fly as a hobby or as a commercial pilot. We're your experts, and we'll give you the training you need to succeed. Come discover the freedom of flight at Pensacola Air Flight School. We're online at kpnsair.com. That's kpnsair.com.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
This is the final curtain on the Garden Line for today.
I'm so thankful you put up with me. Thank you, Mike, for making every Tuesday a better and brighter day for me.
It is so much fun. And Jenna, next week we got so much to talk about. Mulching choices, weed killing, shrub spraying, bulbs, fall bulbs, annuals. We got a lot to talk about next week, so stick with us. And thank you for all your calls in Texas. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Garden Line. Stay tuned. Bob Burgie joins us next.
News, talk, traffic, and weather. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
It's 10 o'clock.
A man arrested after leaving a baby in the car while he goes to the fair. And you can now place your bets online. Those stories coming up after Fox News.
No more campaigning. Election day is here. I'm Chris Foster of Fox News. There are races being decided all over the country today. The one most politics watchers are waiting for is happening in Virginia. Former Governor Democrat Terry McAuliffe is trying to get his old job back. The Republican is Glenn Youngkin, a businessman and first-time political candidate.
The whole issue of education blew up in suburban Loudoun County, Virginia, earlier this year. Parents pushing back on what's happening in their children's schools, some concerned about teaching of critical race theory, others alarmed by proposed transgender policy becoming a central issue in this campaign.
That's Fox's Mike Emanuel. President Biden returns to Washington tonight after signing on to a couple of agreements at the Climate Change Summit in Scotland. Live in Glasgow, Fox's Simon Owen.
Chris, the president says nearly 100 countries have agreed to cut their methane greenhouse gas emissions by 30% this decade.
This isn't just something we have to do to protect the environment in our future. It's an enormous opportunity for all of us, all of our nations, to create jobs.
He called the deal a game-changing commitment. In the U.S., oil and gas operators will be required to seek out and repair methane leaks. The deal joins another announced earlier in which more than 100 countries pledged to end deforestation by 2030. Chris?
Simon Owen in Glasgow, Scotland. Opening statements begin in the trial of an Illinois teenager who shot and killed two people at a protest in Wisconsin last year.
A jury of 12 with eight alternates now seated here in Kenosha County, where 18-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse faces murder and other charges stemming from the shooting deaths of two men and injury of another during last year's riots. In a case in which prosecutors will argue that Rittenhouse acted recklessly and dangerously, and as Rittenhouse's attorneys will argue that it was a case